This is Jim Field.
And Janet Westphalen.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Well, welcome to the Flavor of the Week.
Well, thank you.
Janet is sitting in this week. Remember a few weeks ago with Stacy Linfer, our regular host, being out on maternity leave. She and Wyatt, by the way, are doing very well. We put out a call for folks who might be interested in maybe guest hosting, just to kind of see what we could come up with. And we actually did get a few names involved. We've had some people already in. Nancy Zellmer was with us last week. A little blast from the past there.
Right. I remember her a lot of times hearing her on the radio.
How long have you been listening to this program?
Oh, my. Probably as long as you've had it. Probably.
I don't even know how long that was. I'd have to go back and ask somebody.
We usually listen while we're eating breakfast Sunday morning, you know.
It is interesting to hear to get some of the feedback that you'll get. Sometimes we throw out a few outrageous things here and there, little weird things, just to see if people pick up on it and get the feedback.
Sure.
And it's amazing how many times at church on Sunday morning I'll hear people talk about, they'll either listen to the Saturday night version or the Sunday morning version. They're the same, but
yes.
We re-air it on Sunday morning. But yeah, we'll get some feedback from folks for different things. And boy, it's amazing how many people do listen to that program on Sunday mornings as they're getting ready for church, eating breakfast,
those types
of things. I can't even remember how many people have hosted this thing over the years.
Well, I certainly don't remember. I guess.
You know, I want to say it was probably a Bob Einhaus thing when it first got started.
Yes.
And I know it's been on for a very long time, for several decades, but I can't, you know, I want to say maybe 40 or 50 years. I have no idea how long it's been on, but it's been a long time.
It could have been 50 years.
But yeah, over the years, I know Bob Einhaus hosted. Ruth Knopp did the program with him, and who else is over the years? Of course, Nancy Zellmer, Bob Bebensee did the program for a good long time. Donna Bjorn did the program for a very long time.
Yeah, I remember Donna doing it.
You know, gee whiz, you try to think back to all the different people that have done these things. We haven't written it down so much, which is unfortunate. You kind of wish you had kept track, but a lot of stuff over the years. What made you think you'd want to do this?
Well, I just thought, you know, I've always kind of wanted to be on the radio, but never really had the opportunity. So thought, well, I wonder if they'd take an old person like me, you know, and let me give it a try.
They take a dumb person like me, so why not? Well, talk a little bit about your family. Now, you and Dallas live north of town?
Yes, we live north of town up by the valley. Mm-hmm. We've lived there for 25 years or more. We'll have our 55th wedding anniversary in May.
Will we get a note so we can read about it here on our program?
I'll make sure I send you one.
Better, by golly. I'll chase you down.
Okay, and we have 5 grown children, and some have spouses.
Spread out, aren't they?
They are, yes. From Dubuque to Missouri Valley, so it's one end of the state to the other, and in between. And we have, I better get this out. We have 10 great-grandkids, 10 grandkids, 4 great-grandsons, 3 step-grandkids, 6 step-great-grandkids. I have to keep a list.
How was Christmas at your house?
It was a zoo.
I'm sure it was.
It was a zoo. Some of us went to church at 4 o'clock, and coming home, Sharon got a call and said, "Oh, is it a madhouse out here?" So when we got there, everybody was there but us, you know. So then we had to start getting the meal ready. And we don't have a great big huge meal. Just sandwiches, chips, desserts, you know, that kind of thing. So it really didn't take that long to do it, you know. But yes, we have a big house full.
Did everybody get back?
I think so. I think everybody was there. Some of them couldn't stay as long as some of the rest of them. They had to go somewhere else. But yes, everybody made it. And so there's like 38 or 40 people, you know, counting babies and other little ones. And it is a house full.
That's a lot of TV trays to set up for people to sit down and eat.
Yeah, we have card tables and then some of them take their food into the living room and, you know, on a paper plate.
Wow.
It's a big family.
It is, but, you know, you don't get to do that very often.
No. Christmas and Easter. Mm-hmm. That's our big time. Thanksgiving also. Those 3 holidays. We have the whole family there.
And, you know, sometimes we look at that and think, wow, it's just a madhouse. How can you enjoy it? There's so much noise and this and that. But, you know, that's what makes it fun.
Yes, that's right.
Especially having the kids around.
Right.
I know they're noisy and underfoot and everything else, but what are the holidays without kids?
Right. It sure wouldn't be very much, would it?
No. Did you have a good Christmas then?
Oh, sure did. We always do. But one thing we forgot to do this year was take the big family picture.
Oh.
And there we had two new babies, and their first Christmas, we forgot to take the family picture. Oh, I was disappointed.
Easter's coming.
Yes.
You need to make sure you get that on the
agenda.
That's
right. I better write it down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a lot of stuff. And it's funny you mentioned it's a daughter that's in Dubuque.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Literally lives right down the street from one of my younger brothers.
I know. It is just bizarre.
Talk about a small world.
That's right. That's right.
My family, I'm from Dubuque, and most of my family still lives there. And yeah, literally right down JFK Road from, you go down, it's a little ways down the street and around a couple of corners here and there.
Past Steve's Ace.
Yep.
Hardware.
Yep. And away you go, right there in that same neighborhood. So yeah, small world. You just can't escape people anymore, can you?
I know you can't.
I wonder if they've ever met.
I wonder too.
I don't know. Do they have young kids?
Sharon and Brian?
Yeah.
No, they just have the new baby.
Oh,
she's 5 months old.
Okay. I was going to say, my younger brother and his wife, Linda, they have twin boy and girl.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So they're probably not going to cross each other's paths too much in school.
Probably not. No.
Well, I can show her what she's going to. Just stop up to the house sometime and they'll see what they've gotten themselves into.
Right, right. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, at 8 years old, those kids are. Oh, let's say full of energy.
Oh, yeah, and two of them. What one can't get into, the other one does, probably, you know.
Yeah, and they feed off each other.
Oh, yes.
Which makes it even more enjoyable.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah, we got a chance to actually get up there and visit our family, too. It was a good time. It's always fun to get together with the family and kind of see everybody. And we lost my grandmother back in September, and she was the last one of that, I guess I want to call it that era, that generation. I had lost both of my grandfathers and my other grandmother already, so she was the last one. So it was a little different this year at Christmas. We still went to Grandma's house because my aunt still lives there, so we still had the house. So it wasn't terribly different. You know, at least we were all in the same place and stuff. But you know, things change over time. You have new additions to the family.
That's right.
Young babies. You have sometimes some subtractions from the family.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that's what kind of keeps you all bonded. You know, that's what keeps you grounded good family unit. That's always been important to you guys?
Yes, sure has. Well, at least the weather was good for you to travel down up there and for Sharon and Brian to come down to our place. I was so glad
that
there wasn't snow like last year and the year before.
And your daughter and son-in-law can attest to this. Dubuque got clobbered last year.
Yes, I remember.
We got snow. Mm-hmm. They got clobbered last year. My mom is about 5 feet 2 inches tall, and she literally got to a point where she could not, and I don't know why she's out shoveling snow is beyond me, but she got to the point where she couldn't do it anymore because she couldn't throw the snow high enough. It was over her head on either side of the sidewalk after you start shoveling. They had so much snow anyway, but then you start piling it, you know, when you're shoveling it out of the way.
I know.
She just couldn't do it anymore. It was too tall.
It was that way for me, too.
And then the year before, I remember that we started to go back for Christmas. We had plans to go back up there to visit family. But it was really, we had a lot of ice that particular weekend. And we got as far as Adair on the interstate. And I got off at Adair and just my wife asked me, she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "We're just going home. We can't do this." It's just, the back end of the car is sliding back and forth.
Was that Christmas Day?
I don't think it was Christmas Day, but it was right there.
Yeah, well.
But it was bad.
They left to go back to Dubuque Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they got stuck between our place and the valley.
Oh, no.
And so Scott had to use one of his machines and make a path down the road for them to get out. It was that bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, we missed that. That year, two years ago, we didn't get up there for Christmas that year. We stayed home and just called to visit with everybody while they were all together. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for us to be able to get up there with our schedules. We couldn't get up till Easter, so we ended up there for Easter weekend, which was also close to my dad's birthday, though. So that worked out pretty well.
Sure.
Yeah, just you always got to make those plans. You know, we get so busy with our lives.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not like the old days where everybody stayed close around the homestead. Now everybody, like your family, they all spread out. And it's so difficult at times to get everybody together that you really do treasure the times that you have.
That's right.
It's just not going to last forever, unfortunately. Well, we do have some things here to kind of talk about this weekend, a few activities and what have you. We should probably get after some of those things because we've got some stuff coming up here yet this next week. It's kind of a slow period, but it'll speed up here real quick because in January we usually get into that rubber chicken circuit. A lot of banquets.
Oh, yes.
A lot of banquets around the area. We'll start hearing about those pretty quickly, but here are just some things going on around the area here in the coming days and weeks here in the Nishna Valley. Don't forget, for those youngsters who signed up, they have an application extravaganza, they're calling it. It's a 4-H event going on at the Extension Office here in Atlantic, actually at the Community Center, this Monday, January 2nd, 12:30 until 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, you did have to sign up in advance, so this is just your reminder to show up if you signed up. It's for 9th through 12th graders. They're going to learn about applications and resumes, what kind of information to put on them, how to do it, all that kind of stuff. So make sure you stop by. Door prizes, giveaways, all kinds of stuff. Just another reminder as well, too, coming up this Monday, January 2nd, our offices here at KJAN will be closed that day. We'll give our employees that day off because of the holiday on Sunday. Also coming up on Friday, January 6th, roller skating. Do you roller skate?
Used to. In fact, that's where Dallas and I met.
Really?
At the skating rink out here. Atlantic.
Well, I now have to hear the story.
Well, I grew up in Anita,
mm-hmm.
and Dallas lived north of town, right where we live now, practically. We both loved to roller skate, and that's where we met, probably in the fall of 1956.
So what did you do, fake a fall right in front of him so he had to come rescue you?
Not exactly, but I don't remember. I know one thing. I had driven another friend of mine from Anita, she had rode with me, and I had drove my car, and he asked to take me home, so I had to have her drive my car to Anita then. And believe it or not, that was the fall of 56, and we were married in May of 1957, and we have been married all this time. Believe it or not, 54 years.
Find a good thing, why let it go? Huh?
I guess.
Who was the better skater?
Oh, he was. He could skate backwards and everything, and fast.
Just a big show-off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess. But, boy, we wouldn't dare get on skates today.
No, I like my ankles to stay unbroken.
And other bones.
Yeah, no kidding. The rear end isn't... it breaks when you get older. You don't bounce off of it like you did when you were young. Well, if you'd like to try out roller skating, the Agra Hall up at the fairgrounds in Audubon is a place to do it. They have two events each month on Friday nights. And coming up, they have one this Friday, January the 6th. Beginners at 6 p.m. and others from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And it's $3.50 per person. They'll set it up at the Agra Hall there. They'll do it again later this month, and they'll have two more in February, two more in March, as the weather is kind of nasty outside. It's kind of nice they have a separate time set up for beginners to get in a little early, because that's always the hard part. You get the beginners out there with all those good skaters.
Right.
It's kind of embarrassing. Coming up on Saturday, January the 7th, the Cass County Conservation, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and the Atlantic Public Library will be sponsoring Soiree with the Swans. The conservation staff will be giving 10-minute presentations about those trumpeter swans. They'll do that every half hour, starting at 11 a.m. The last one begins at 2 p.m., and that's at the Schildberg Quarry on the north side of Atlantic off of Highway 83. Now, if the weather is bad or the swans are not at the quarry, and I think we're okay there, they're not leaving anytime soon. The program will be held at the Atlantic Public Library from noon to 1, and they'll have a light lunch available. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, January the 7th. Also, coming up on January the 7th, the Elks National Free Throw Hoop Shoot Contest will be held at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. They start at 10, registration at 9:30. It's for kids, boys and girls, ages 8 through 13. And the local winners have a chance to advance to district, state, regional, and national competitions. So just come and get loose, get ready. Sunday, January 8th, the Holy Trinity Annual Soup Supper will be held from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Holy Trinity Parish Hall in Exira. They'll be serving chicken noodle soup, chili and oyster stew, sandwiches, pie, desserts, and beverage. All of that for just $7 for adults, $3.50 for children 12 and under, and preschoolers get to eat free, and takeouts will be available. And we do have some blood drives here in the area coming up, and it's always, there's never more a time that's more important than others to donate blood. It's always
right.
needed.
That's right.
It's just sometimes tougher around the holidays because people are coming and going so much. But if you can put these on your schedule, they would much appreciate it. The Red Cross Blood Drive's coming up on Tuesday, January 10th at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. That's from 11:30 to 5:30 p.m. You can call Barb Peterson to schedule an appointment. Wednesday, January 11th at the Molly location. It's the Molly facility here just northwest of Atlantic on Highway 83. That's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's Wednesday, January 11th. Thursday, January 12th is the regular blood drive here in Atlantic at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center, and that's from noon until 6. And then Friday, January 13th, the Griswold High School will be hosting a blood drive from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and you can call to schedule your appointments for any of those. They would love to have you on board because, well, let's face it, it's the gift-giving season. Just because Christmas is past doesn't mean you have to stop giving gifts.
That's right.
Good gift. All right, a couple of other things here, too. I've got one sitting here in front of me. The Adair County Fair Board will be sponsoring a soup and pie dinner fundraiser. They'll be asking for a free will offering with the funds going toward their capital improvement projects. And that'll be Sunday, January 15th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll have an auction at 12:30, and that's at the Adair County 4-H and FFA building. That's right there on the fairgrounds in Greenfield. I hope you can stop on by. Also, I see over at the Adair Casey High School, they've got some plans for some basketball. The Bomber Boosters are having their first ever Rebounders reunion. It's an Adair Casey alumni basketball game. It'll be at the high school gym at 6 p.m. on February the 4th. Now, they're looking for all former girls and boys basketball players to come on out and lace up the old high tops.
Ooh, how fun that would be if I could just get around better.
It's more fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. Playing would be hard.
I know. It gets a little tougher. You get a little older, it gets a little tougher. If you'd like to know more, though, you can contact those folks over there. We'll tell you more about it as we get a little bit closer to that event. But they're hoping that they can get a bunch of folks back from the state qualifying teams from 1992 for the girls and 1979, 89, 92, and 2009 for the boys. And they'll recognize them between the men's and women's games that they'll be doing that evening. So all the proceeds from the event will be used to purchase new bleachers for the high school gymnasium. So even if you can't make it, you can make a donation, too. They'd love to see you there, or at least to see your money, help
right.
out with the project.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tell you more as we get a little bit closer to that stuff, too. All right. So we've gotten through some of those things. We probably better take a break here. Let's do that real quick, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, more business to attend to here on our program today. And Janet's got the birthdays over there. You want to take a look at those?
On January 1st, Shirley Lead of the Griswold Care Center is celebrating her 90th birthday. The family requests a card shower for her, and the address is the Griswold Care Center, 106 Harrison Street, Griswold, Iowa, 51535. And also, on Sunday, January 1st, Martha Stevenson will be celebrating her 85th birthday at the Anita Community Center. An open house will be held from 2 to 4. All friends and relatives are invited to come and celebrate her big day. No gifts, please, just your presence will be wonderful. And at the Friendship Home in Audubon on January 2nd, Darrell Mendenhall will be celebrating his birthday. And at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn on the 7th of January, Richard Peterson will be celebrating his birthday.
Oh, very good. Well, congratulations to those folks. We hope they have great days.
That's right. I hope they have good weather for them, too.
Yeah, lots of birthday cake.
Right. Birthday cake will be very good.
You betcha. Got a few anniversaries here to share with you as well. Here's one that's this weekend. Kenneth and Pearl Campbell of Atlantic will be celebrating their 65th wedding anniversary, and that's this Sunday, January 1st. And they sent us a little note, asked us if we would announce this on our program. Well, we just did. So, Kenneth and Pearl, again, congratulations. 65 years together.
That is a long time.
You have to be awfully patient to do that, don't you?
Yeah, and just kind of go along and don't make any waves, you know?
Compromise.
Right.
Compromise.
Right.
And that doesn't mean I always get it my way or she always gets it her way.
That's for sure.
Well, good for them. Kenneth and Pearl Campbell of Atlantic, again, 65 years of wedded bliss. Never a bad day. January 1st is their anniversary. Congratulations. Also coming up here in the coming week, Dave and Mary Ellen Waltman of Harlan will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and that'll be on January the 7th. And they'll have an open house from 2 to 4 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. And friends and relatives are certainly invited to attend. So congratulations to Dave and Mary Ellen Waltman of Harlan. Again, their 50th wedding anniversary celebration is an open house January 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. And that's at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. They hope to have lots of friends and relatives in attendance. Congratulations to those folks.
Yes.
You know, last week, Janet, we were talking, Nancy and I, a little bit about 4-H because they were working with some of the, well, they're using technology now to kind of document the 4-H history. And Cass County is one of the counties that have now gotten some of their early history of 4-H. They've kind of focused on the fair up on the web, on the website, the iowa4hfoundation.org, and all that 4-H history. You know a little bit about 4-H, don't you?
A little bit. I was never in 4-H, but mm-hmm. all of our children were.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we had a good many years of 4-H.
Some good times and
good times,
lots of ribbons.
Lots of ribbons and trophies, yes.
What did they show?
The four older kids all showed horses mm-hmm. because we raised quarter horses for 50 years, I'd mm-hmm. say now. And Sharon did not show horses. She showed hogs, sheep, goats, rabbits. She just was in everything except dogs. I don't think she didn't take a dog. But the other children also showed hogs because we were raising hogs. And some of them showed beef cattle. So we showed a lot of animals.
Did any of them do any other projects?
Yes. They had, some of them had photography.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had cooking. I think the boys just mainly showed livestock.
Well, so let me ask you then, because you know how it works. When kids move away, sometimes their stuff doesn't.
That's right.
Yeah, and everybody needs to understand that as they get older. If you think when the kids are gone, everything that they owned goes with them, you are sadly mistaken.
Yes.
So do you have any old 4-H projects? Did they work on an old rocking chair or something, or one thing or something that might still be around the house?
I think I do have a few things in the basement. I know I have a little lawn chair, a little child's lawn chair that Sharon refinished when she was quite young. And that chair, I think, was Dallas's sister's when she was a child. And then Sharon got it and refinished it. But I don't think maybe there's any other projects but that one. Maybe they've all went by the wayside by now, you know. Or maybe they took some of them with them.
They may.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, there's always something back at Mom and Dad's house.
I think I give them all their trophies and ribbons.
You got to take those.
They had to take those, yes.
You could really fill up a wall real fast mm-hmm. with a lot of those things. Well, good. Well, I hope they had good times with all that.
They did.
Usually good memories.
Very good memories,
and
that's right.
And good launching points. They learn a lot.
They really certainly do.
I saw something here this last week in the Anita newspaper. I always like to take a look at the all the local newspapers. A lot of the small town newspapers have a little spot in there where they look back in the past.
That's interesting.
I love those.
I take that too because I was from Oneida.
Mm-hmm.
And those remembering days, oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be before your time, but I saw something in there this last week. It was from 100 years ago. And I kind of got a kick out of reading. It was from back in 1911. And they talk about, it starts out, it says, Friday afternoon, the Majestic Motion Picture Show, of which Myers and Worthington are proprietors. Anybody remember them? Probably not. Let's see. Opened up for the first time, showing both that afternoon and evening for free. And it says, the crowd that had seen the show would easily number about 800.
Wow.
Can you imagine a movie theater seating 800 around here these days?
Well, I wonder where they had it.
Yeah. Well, at the motion picture show. I don't know where the Majestic Motion Picture Show was, though. It says that the mirror screen on which the pictures are thrown was in operation, and it has a tendency to take the glimmer, which is customary in most shows of this kind, away and leaves a very distinct picture, one in which you can detect every movement or action of the subject, and it makes a picture very interesting to follow throughout. I guess that was their high definition.
I guess so.
I don't know. It would be interesting. I don't know what that would have looked like back then. Did you guys do many movies? Was that a favorite thing for you guys to do?
Yes, it was. We did the drive-in.
Oh, there you go.
The drive-in. That was real popular.
Kids don't understand how much they're missing out these days with no drive-ins around anymore.
That's right.
Those were fun.
I wonder if there are any left in Iowa.
You know, the last number I heard was less than a dozen around the state, and that was a few years ago. So I'm not sure how many. There might be four or five of them left around the state.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, sometimes they kind of became victims of storms and things. It's a big sail up there that takes a lot of wind. But, you know, those were kind of fun, and people still point to areas here, you know, locally, whether it be in Atlantic or some of the other towns. That's where the drive-in was. That's where the drive-in was. Great memories. Did you ever sneak in?
I don't think so.
No, you wouldn't do that.
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't do that.
Mm-mm. It was pretty cheap, you know.
Oh, I know.
To go to the drive-in.
Yeah, it wasn't very much at all. It was just fun, and half the time we didn't care what the movie was. It was a social event. We weren't really necessarily there to watch the movie. We were there to see all the other people that were there, too.
Oh, I don't know. I liked the movie. I did.
Did you sit inside the car, feet up on the dashboard, or did you bring a chair with you?
Most of the time it was inside the car.
Mm-hmm. Everybody does it a little differently. Some folks would bring the pickup trucks.
I remember that too.
Back those in, put chairs in the back, little table, play little cards, have some snacks, you know, whatever. If the movie's boring, you know, you do something else. Everybody kind of had their own way, and there's always the guy that back in the day, now they don't have station wagons anymore.
No.
We call them SUVs. They're just station wagons with higher tops is what they are.
I guess, yeah.
But we used to have station wagons, and remember they used to have the little compartment in the floor. They still kind of have those now, but there's usually a tire in there now. But these have these little compartments in the back. And I never did it, but people would sneak in that way. Terrible.
Really?
Yeah. And then every now and then the attendant would come over and say, hey, wait a second. Let me see your receipt. There are five of you here, and I swear there are only four in the car when you came in, you know?
Yeah. So did Dubuque just have one?
Oh, no. No, there were a few of them. Yeah, there were a few of them. And there were still a few of them when I was young, when I was a teenager. Oh, it was fun. Because, you know, guys are going to go where girls go. Let's face it. The guys follow the girls.
I guess they do.
And that's where the girls were. Mm. So that's where we ended up. Yeah, we had a good time. Well, but anyway, back in Oneida, it says here, the films which the Majestic is using are trust films and are the best that can be procured, as the management thinks there is nothing too good for Oneida. And besides this, they have to get the best, for if they didn't, it would make an awful poor showing on the screen. The size crowds that have been attending since the opening day shows that the people of Oneida and vicinity appreciate a good show, and they're willing to spend their money to see one. I wonder what it cost.
I do, too. I wonder what it did cost.
I wouldn't have any idea.
100 years ago?
Yeah.
Not much.
Oh, I bet. If it was even a nickel, I can't imagine
much.
It was too much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the good old days, right?
Well, maybe.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd want to go back to that.
And I can't remember. There's a quote, and I can't remember who made the quote, but it's a famous quote that somebody said, that they said, a wise man never wishes to go back in time.
Well,
a wise person of any kind wouldn't want to go back in time necessarily. It's funny, the further removed we get, the better the good old days sound.
Yes, but just think about travel. Even.
I know.
Oh.
We forget everything. That's why I always used to marvel. My grandparents, you know, they would be in their 90s now, 90s and early hundreds. Just thinking over their lifetimes, they went from traveling by horse to traveling by car to being able to travel around the world in a day.
Yeah, true.
It's amazing how fast advancements happen.
I know.
And they keep coming, and we can't keep up with it.
No, and we can't stop it.
No, we lose interest after a while. I only learn so much and then let the kids deal with it.
That's right.
Kind of like computers.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, that's about all the time we have for you here this weekend. I want to, as always, thank you for spending a little bit of your weekend here with us. Janet, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I sure had fun.
Well, we tried not to hurt anybody when in the making of the program.
That's good.
So far, so good. This is Jim Field.
And Janet Westphalen.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.